teased this in 2018, talking about early childhood, our Ready by Five series. Now we move into the early childhood series. We're going to call it By Leaps and Bounds, a closer look at early childhood. And you bet we care about our little ones in our area, because investments in high quality early childhood care, education, support programs do more than help kids. They're going to strengthen our workforce and economy. So we're going to take a closer look on a monthly basis, and we're going to start strong. Anissa Eddy with us, Pritzker Early Childhood Fellow, talking about the organization K-Connect, First Steps, Kent, and more. So, Anissa, you got a lot of responsibility. We got to hit it hard. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're back, no stranger to our microphone. I'll introduce Pritzker Children's Initiative. That is a national effort to promote high-quality early learning and development from kids' birth to age three. And I think Kent County has been selected to participate in the fellowship that you are here to talk about. So congratulations to you, Anissa.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it really is an honor to serve in this role.
Yes. What's been your general career journey?
My career journey has had a focus on early childhood. Started out in education as a school-based social worker, and then moved into more of the systems work. But that's always really been a niche for me, is focusing on our little ones.
Thank you. The Pritzker Fellows Program. Let's talk about this and the role of an early childhood fellow. How are you spending your days?
Oh my, well, very, very full, but really exciting work. So the Pritzker Fellows Program is part of a new established national collaborative for infants and toddlers. And so they're really wanting to see a national movement to support our littlest community members and trying to connect resources all across the country to support what's happening in local communities. So my role is really to be a liaison between all of that work and bringing those resources and supports here to Kent County through collaborations with First Steps Kent and K-Connect and so many other partners.
Now, do you have, is there an end game to being a fellow? Is it a year fellowship? Is it undetermined?
This is a two-year fellowship, and I'm about 6 months in, and the hope is that my role can really bring catalytic leadership to what's happening in Kent County and connect it to this national momentum for early childhood systems change.
Let's get into the goal areas that you are focused on in Kent County.
Sure. So my fellowship, I'm elevating three areas specifically. The first one's around data, and that's not what you automatically think about with early childhood, but it's so important when we're doing these different programs and having investment be targeted to early childhood to see if it's working, to see how we're making progress, and to be able to recognize who's not being included. What are those barriers? And data can really help to tell that story. Mm-hmm. So that's an important piece that we're trying to connect all the different systems that touch early childhood to be able to tell that story, both with numbers and with the narratives that go with it. So that's one. Mm-hmm. And the other one's around childcare, wanting to increase the access to quality childcare and look at what really is preventing families from entering into high quality care, as well as providers getting the training and support that they need.
What's one key term associated with quality childcare?
I think developmentally appropriate practice is really important, thinking about the whole child and really recognizing that our childcare providers are our earliest educators, along with parents as the first teachers. It's not just about having the child be safe and play. Those are super important, but to be informed about their development and knowing that the brain development is the most rapid in those first 3 years, they have a very, very special and important role.
And what's one of the biggest barriers to being involved here?
Really, a lot of it has to do with cost, and it's cost on the family side, but also cost for the providers. So that's something that will really require policy change, and we're working on a coalition around the state, in this community specifically as well, to advocate for that.
Anissa Eddy with us, Pritzker Early Childhood Fellow. Organization involved K-Connect and First Steps Kent, which I'll also ask you about right now. Tell me about K-Connect and First Steps Kent.
Sure. So K-Connect and First Steps Kent, they both have roles for convening system-level partners with the goal of coordinating and aligning efforts. Mm-hmm. So many amazing things happening in Kent County, but the results can really be enhanced when we're working together. So K-Connect covers a continuum of focusing on prenatal all the way through early career and workforce readiness. And then First Steps is really planted strongly in that early childhood gate, thinking about prenatal through the entry to kindergarten, age 5. So they have partnered a lot in this early childhood space, and my role is split between supporting both organizations and the work that they're doing in early childhood.
Bringing it in even tighter, Anissa, how is the work you are doing important to our community? Perhaps some measurable progress made?
Yeah, that's definitely what we're looking to do. And being able to establish some of these metrics will be really important to be able to not only understand that, but communicate it. Because all the partners working in early childhood want to be successful. So really, my work is about helping them to do their work. So connecting them to the information, the tools, the resources, everything that's happening in the national landscape, and bringing that to them so that they can apply it to what they're doing on a daily basis, and really elevating the voice of parents so that they can be directly informing the system that's touching their children.
And back to you, Anissa, what motivates you to be engaged in this work?
Well, I am a mom. I have 3 little boys. Yes, 3, 6, and 9. And so obviously I want the best for them. Yeah. But I realize that when I think about my own children thriving, they can't do the best that they can do without everyone's children having access to what they need. So for me, the major motivation in this work is thinking about the future. I feel every day that by investing in early childhood, we are creating space for the future to be brighter and for all of our kids to thrive. And right now and today, the political climate, all of that, you can feel kind of hopeless and sometimes paralyzed. But when you think about early childhood, there's no reason that you can't find that motivation every day, because that's a place to make a difference, not only in their lives now, but in the returns that we'll see for years and years to come through this investment.
Somewhat full circle, Anissa, the Pritzker Children's Initiative is a national effort. Has this been somewhat of a compliment to Kent County to have been selected to participate?
Absolutely. Pritzker is supporting 29 communities across the country, and 13 have been chosen to have this fellowship. And they really looked for the fellows program to be in communities that were showing progress and that were demonstrating momentum in early childhood systems work. And Kent County certainly has a track record of that. And the hope is that this will only accelerate the progress.
Nice. Let's get you back to work. Those little minds need your expertise. Talking about the Pritzker Fellows Program and certainly the Early Childhood Fellowship, how do we find out more information, Anissa?
Well, you can look at thencit.org, and that will teach you more about the National Collaborative for Infants and Toddlers. And then here locally, firststepskent.org, as well as successstartsearly.org, will help you to understand what's happening right here in our community.
Great. Let's all get involved shaping not only lives and souls of each little one, but certainly the future for Kent County. It looks like it's good in your hands. Thank you very much to you. By Leaps and Bounds, a closer look at early childhood, kicked off by you, Anissa Eddie Pritzker, Early Childhood Fellow. Take care.
Thanks so much.